Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 216 for Friday, January 8th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Friday, just one day after suffering steep losses. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5 higher, with the March contract checking in at $480.90 a ton, while the May contract checked in at $488.40 a ton. Global financial markets were much steadier today after yesterday's crash, and that helped to underpin the market. Gains in the U.S. soy complex also supported canola, along with commercial buying. Ideas that yesterday's losses were overdone also supported canola. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were bearish for canola. Improving prospects for South American soybeans also helped to limit the gains. Investors are keenly watching for the release of the USDA quarterly stocks report that is due on Tuesday, January the 12th. Despite the recent volatility, canola remains locked into its long-term sideways range. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 3 cents higher, with the most active March contract checking in at $3.56 a bushel. Corn prices were supported by strength in nearby markets and short covering by investors. Many in the market are trying to eliminate risk in case the market falls lower. The USDA is scheduled to release its quarterly stocks report on Tuesday, and that has the potential to move the market. Soybeans were 1 cent stronger, with the March contract checking in at $8.65 a bushel. Prices received a boost as financial markets recovered and investors covered shorts. The USDA lowered its estimate of the soybean crop in Brazil by 2 million tons to 98 million. China also purchased 246,000 tons of soybeans from the U.S. On the other side of the coin, improving South American weather limited the gains. Wheat was 7 to 8 cents higher, with the March contract checking in at $4.76 a bushel. The market shot higher as China's stock market regained its footing. Short covering was also a feature as hedge funds exited positions before the weekend. Most of them are waiting to see what the USDA says in its big report, which is due on Tuesday. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 8th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.